Asia analyst Clyde Prestowitz, who is saying now that Japan, it's time for them to take on a greater security role in the Asia-Pacific region, even if it requires amending its pacifist post-war constitution. Prestowitz, a former trade negotiator and now president of the Washington-based Economic Strategy Institute, says Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's pronouncement at a security summit in Singapore last week that Tokyo intends to play an even greater role and more provocative role is making peace more certain should receive U.S. support. Prestowitz, writing a column for the Reuters news agency, told VOA's Victor Beatty, Japan's leadership appears to have come to the conclusion that it can no longer rely on the American security guarantee.
So Abe is planning and acting to strengthen Japan's ability to defend itself and to develop a network of allies and security agreements with other countries in the region independent of the U.S. So I actually thought it was a very positive statement from Abe.
Well, China didn't.
No, they didn't. I'm not surprised. But, of course, one reason Abe is doing this is because he shares with some of the ASEAN countries problem of disputes over disputed territories in the Western Pacific and the South China Sea. He shares that problem along with Vietnam, the Philippines, Indonesia, Malaysia, and so forth.
Are China and Japan on a collision course?
I don't like to say collision course, but they are kind of playing bumper cars here. The Japanese claim that there is no dispute, that they absolutely have sovereignty over the Senkaku Islands. The Chinese argue that there is a dispute, but they also have a claim to the islands, and they argue that their claim is better than Japan's. And they're trying to get the Japanese to admit that there's a dispute. And so it's kind of an undeclared dispute, I guess, but it's getting rough.
Your article would suggest that the Obama administration's pivot or rebalance toward Asia-Pacific may not be all that is cracked up to be, that perhaps the United States cannot do what it used to do in Asia-Pacific region.
The U.S. remains the strongest power in the region. But I think that the U.S. established these structures and relationships in the Cold War, and the Cold War is over. The issue between China and Japan, let's say, over the Senkaku Islands, is important to Japan. It's not really important to the United States. The U.S. has no stake in the Senkaku Islands directly. It does through Japan, but not directly. My view is that the allies of the U.S., Korea, Japan, Philippines, we call them allies, but they're really not allies. They have no, under the agreements, they have no obligation to defend the United States. In fact, at the moment, as the Japanese Constitution stands, Japan is not even able to support U.S. military efforts that are aimed at defending Japan. You know, what I'm arguing is that this whole structure needs to be rearranged and that the countries themselves need to do more in terms of their own defense and not draw the United States into conflicts with China in which U.S. interests are really not at stake.
Currently, Article 9 of Japan's post-war constitution states that the Japanese people forever renounce war as a sovereign right of the nation. Revising that would take a two-thirds vote of both houses of parliament. Prestowitz says while Japan's leadership is prepared to amend the constitution, the Japanese people may not be. He says it remains a source of hot debate in the country. However, over time, Prestowitz foresees a time when Asian nations increasingly take on a more active role in defending their own national security interests and rely on the United States as, in his words, the call of last resort rather than the call of first resort.